Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores.
Nice.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
How you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Joe. With big tournament today. Tiger comes back.
Yep.
But there's no Brent Snedeker. What's the latest on Brent and he hasn't really shown up this year.
Three missed cuts and a 42nd place. Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of working his way slowly into the season. This year, I'm kind of.
He's got the married legs.
Yeah, well, I don't know that, but you remember last year, guys, after the end of the PGA season, he spent a lot of time traveling the world, playing tournaments all over the world, made a lot of money. You know, the guaranteed money you make, appearance money, and all those kind of things. And I think it had an impact on his PGA season last year because I think he was a little worn out by the time it came time to tee it up here. So I think he's approaching it a little bit differently this year and sort of easing in to the year because he was disappointed even by his standards with last year. He wants to do better. So I think he's just not, you know, throwing himself at every tournament right off the bat like he did a year ago.
Joe, Vanderbilt on the road tonight at Georgia. We saw LSU take out Florida last night. And, you know, that LSU team is pretty impressive. We don't see them every game around here. I've seen them a few times this season. But I think people, when they get into the NCAA tournament, Frank is right, they may be surprised at how good the old Tigers are.
Yeah, they might be. You know, Marcus Thornton is outstanding. He's got, you know, veterans around him. I think Garrett Temple's been there for about 12 years.
I know.
You know, it seems like, at least. And Trent Johnson does a great job with them. You know, he's a quality coach. He's got them playing, you know, solid basketball. They have all the weapons. They can shoot outside. They've got size. They can run the floor. And you saw they went toe-to-toe with Florida and beat them in Baton Rouge. So, yeah, they're a very formidable team. And, you know, they are the class of the West. I think Mississippi State is an awfully good team as well. But, you know, I think LSU far and away is best in the West.
Joe, what have you heard about Jeremy Sowers? Did not have a good year, obviously, last year for the Indians. Signed a one-year deal. Any word that you had personally or from Tim Corbin about how things shape up for him this spring for the,
you know,
with the Indians?
We really haven't talked much about that, about the other players with him, you know, getting into their portion of the season now and starting to play. And yeah, Jeremy did sign a one-year deal, and it's kind of a, you know, kind of a wait-and-see kind of thing for him. I know he was, you know, up and down last year, so showed some flashes that maybe the control and the speed was coming back, but then he had those lapses again. So, you know, I hope it works out for him. I know he's worked hard to get back again. But Tim and I really haven't had a chance to talk much about players other than players playing for Vanderbilt right now.
Joe, 90 total points first time around between Vandy and Georgia. As we finish things up here, give us a couple things to look for tonight.
Well, I think it's going to be a little higher score than 50 to 40, at least probably, although these two teams tend to play a really physical, grinded-out kind of basketball game, so it wouldn't stun me if it was another low-scoring game. Georgia is better now than they were when Vanderbilt played them the first time. Though they don't have a huge amount of inside scoring, they do have Terrence Woodbury, who didn't have a great game against us. But then if you remember the Florida game, he was perfect, 7-for-7 from the field. So as he goes, so they go, and we need to do a good job with him. And the obvious focus for Vanderbilt is to get A.J. involved early and make Georgia have to deal with him. If A.J. has a good night, there's a chance Vanderbilt will.
Hey, Joe, thanks as always. We'll be listening later on this evening, 6:30 tip-off for Vandy and Georgia.
Okay, guys, we'll see you tonight.